actually be bothered. I'm a medical officer. Since I recently completed my internship, I won't be wrong if I say that I don't have as much experience as my seniors in terms of patient care. But I do have a few experiences where I've been emotionally attached with patients so much that I got upset if something happened to them. I've always heard my seniors say that I know it's tough, but never get emotionally attached to any patient, else it will result in professional detachment. And I think it's actually very true. There are hundreds of patients we see every day, and if we start getting attached to every one of them, it's not good for our mental health. And if we aren't mentally sound, then how are we going to provide maximum care to each and every patient? Because as doctors and nurses, we must treat every patient equally without being biased. I remember during my gyne posting, after being with the mothers during their childbirth, I'd visit them in the ward and sit with their babies because I got emotionally attached to them. Now, as fun as it sounds, I had many other responsibilities as well, which I was procrastinating. Then when I was in my nephro department, seeing the patients suffer and wait for their dialysis was really painful. There was this one female, she was really poor and some people in the hospital had managed to get her free bed. She'd come frequently for dialysis. She had subclavian steel syndrome and also developed cellulitis due to dialysis line infection. She'd cry every time, lose hope, and then again pull herself together. Seeing her condition made me realize how we take our lives for granted. Now, as a medical officer as well, I've seen many such cases. Now, there was this man in ICU. He had a C3-C5 fracture, so his diaphragm couldn't function. He had been in the ICU of another hospital for 90 days already, and then in our hospital for more than a month. He now has to be in BiPAP for all his life. Still, his son and his wife are so hopeful that he'll get better one day. If I go on talking, there'll come so many such cases. But we have to remember that we must fulfill our duties and responsibilities without getting too attached to anyone. Now, not getting attached does not mean being ignorant of their pain or not giving them care. It simply means treating all of them equally with full empathy, but not losing ourselves. Because if we lose ourselves, then who is going to be there for all those patients? I know the times are tough. We study for as long as we live and still don't get the respect we deserve. The increasing violence against doctors and nurses is both emotionally and professionally traumatizing. Yet we don't give up. Yet we're all working day and night helping people battle COVID-19 and many other diseases. Because being a doctor is humanity at its best. Thank you.
As the boy carried his mother in his bag and rushed in a hurry to get oxygen for his mother, I was stunned by the scene. I could imagine myself in his place and the thought terrified me. I wondered if someone close to me had been suffering from COVID and his or her health condition worsened. We checked her SpO2, which was only 33% even after 15 liters per minute of oxygen supplementation. Her GCS was down and we had to intubate her. It was the first time I wore a PPE kit. Following my senior's instructions, we intubated her and started bag and mask ventilation. I felt that she must survive at any cost. The desperate look of the son's face, who even gave bag and mask ventilation in a hope her mom would survive. We were so tired after continuously giving her bag and mask ventilation, but her SpO2 did not go up. Then she was shifted to COVID ICU ward and luckily she survived.
Many students join medicine because they want to help people or make a larger contribution towards our society. But as the training year passes, students quickly learn that empathetic care and concern isn't always going to help them. And sometimes they learn this in the hard way, having some near-death experiences or being a direct witness to someone's turmoil.
When we focus so much on empathy, being considerate of patient's situation, developing a personal connection with them, have we somehow forgotten that too much of concern might affect patient care?
Hi everyone, I'm Aishma.
I'm Manita.
And welcome back to episode of Behind White Coats.
So today we are talking about emotional connection towards patients and when we should draw the line between emotional concern and detachment. And we are joined by Dr. Richa Mathe, a consultant psychiatrist at Sri Virendra Hospital. Ma'am, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming, ma'am. So when you talk about emotional concern, I reckon that it is one of the main virtues one as a clinician has to have, right? But when we talk so much about this, I'd like to know from you, what is the importance of empathic or emotional concern in clinical practice? And is there any way we can improve our ability to empathize?
Well, first of all, talking about empathy, it's the ability of oneself, of us actually, not just the clinicians ourselves, but anyone to be able to relate to someone else. So it's always considered to be good to empathize with each other so that we can work constructively. So also in our clinical practice, it's very much important for us to be empathetic towards other people, especially our clients, especially our patients as such, because being empathetic, it actually helps us to build each other's trust, actually to gain trust from the patient. And when we are able to gain the trust of the patient, there is more of medical compliance. In the long run, it will definitely help in improvement of patients' symptoms. For example, if it does aid in medical compliance, it will definitely result in better outcome as well. So it's definitely important to be empathetic.
Sure, ma'am. I do totally agree to what you just said. Like, empathy is something we really need to, align with. And I'd like to know from you, because you have been in this practice for so long already, is there any skills that we can build or any way that we can work on ourselves to improve the skill of empathy, to regulate our emotions somehow?
Well, definitely. Well, for some people, empathy, it's like a natural thing. Some people are more empathetic than other people, but there's nothing that we cannot learn. There's nothing that we cannot achieve. So there are certain things that we can do to make ourselves be more empathetic towards others so that we can be perceived as a more empathetic person. While we are talking about the professional thing in our clinical setting, what we can do to be or be perceived as more empathetic is that while talking to the patient, do make eye contact with them. So if you're talking with a client, if you're talking with the patient in the OPD or in the IPD settings, make sure that whenever you talk to the patient, you do make adequate eye contact and you do portray yourself as to as if you're listening to the patient. Do not get distracted. Sometimes there are conditions where while we are interviewing the patients, while we are taking the history from the patients, there are times when we get distracted even by our phone calls. Such phone calls might not be avoidable. So at that time, after you do take phone calls or after you do talk to someone else apart from the patient, make sure that you come back to the patient and you can even say sorry at that time. Okay, so saying sorry doesn't really make yourself, down. It doesn't make you feel low. But the thing is, if you do say that, it will help the patient to understand that you are trying to give them more attention. You are trying to give them as much as attention as possible, but sometimes it might not be possible. So eye contact is the one thing. The other thing is make sure that you are being attentive towards the patient's concerns. You are listening to the patient. And the other thing is acknowledge and validate what the patient is saying. So if the patient is saying something which might sound very minor to you, although it might sound minor to you, it might be a major issue to the patient. So make sure that you validate their problems and make sure that you are able to acknowledge their problems so as to reduce their disability or their discomfort. And always make sure that you are aware of your body language. So if you always seem as if you're in a hurry to go somewhere else, it might seem to the patient that you are not giving enough attention to them. So that might lack in your ability to empathize towards the patient and eventually gain trust with the patient. So basically, make eye contact, make sure that you're listening to the patient properly, make sure that your body language is correct as well.
Thank you, ma'am. We definitely will keep that in mind. And it is so crucial, like in today's generation, that we acknowledge and validate and empathize with our patient. Likewise, while we're exploring the importance of the connecting with the patient, there has also been debates as to how to emotionally connecting with patient that can blur the judgment. So we are always advised that not to treat or operate on our family members because of this probability, right? So is this trying to say that we're not supposed to care about the patient? Are we supposed to detach from the emotions? And as the name has been going, is professional detachment really necessary?
Professional detachment, actually, it means for us to be able to emotionally detach from the patient. So in a way, it is necessary for us to be able to detach our emotions as well while treating the patient. But it is equally important to empathize as well. So in terms of treatment of the patient, I think it would be beneficial for us to maintain that balance between professional detachment, emotional detachment, and empathy as well. so that, like I said before, if you're not able to detach your emotions, sometimes like your emotional outbursts might cause much more problems than, you know, rather than being more beneficial, it might cause much more problems. So it's always important to balance between the two and move ahead.
Sure, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm here. I'd like to quote William Macmillan. A patient don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, right? And it's completely what you just said. So I think we are standing on a double-edged sword. We have to have empathy. We have to make patients believe that we care for them. We need to build an emotional bond. But this very same thing can disturb us mentally as well. So you said that emotions and then empathy, you have to actually regulate them in a way that it don't affect you, right? So could you please elaborate as to how we can regulate these emotions correctly and also not compromise in providing care?
Yeah. So while practicing as a medical doctor or even, you know, while you're studying, while you're a medical student yourself, like while you're a medical student self, sometimes we do experience emotional outbursts. So such emotional outbursts, it might be, it has a various range, like it has a vast range. It might range from anger to excessive sympathy to feeling sad. So all these emotions, you have to understand that being human, these emotions are very normal and it's very natural for you to feel them. So when you do feel such type of emotional outbursts, it's quite important for us to realize and recognize that we are having such emotional outbursts. So first of all, recognize and realize that you are having such emotional outbursts. That's the main step. And after you do realize that you are having such emotional dysregulation, you need to understand that it's a normal human. So after recognizing and after understanding it's a normal human phenomena, what you can do is you can always try to de-stress yourself. Okay, in any type of situation, the main thing is to de-stress yourself. So in sometimes in clinical settings, there might not be you might not be given enough time to de-stress. So at that time, what you need to learn is to be able to step back and then think and then analyze why you are having such emotions, analyze as to why patients are having such type of emotions so that you can like move ahead in a more productive way. And sometimes in situations where you are not able to regulate your emotions, where you feel that the situation is getting complete out of hand, I would suggest that rather than just stepping one step backwards, step back completely and do seek help of your colleagues as well. So when you do seek help of your colleague, you're not going to be less competent. You're just going to be able to regulate your emotions much more properly. You'll be able to learn things and maybe utilize those skills in your later experiences.
Definitely, ma'am. Like, we'll keep that in mind. And like you said, that medical students are definitely confronted with the illness, suffering, and they facing treatment dilemmas, having feeling of unease, we're using like when using the patient for our own learning and sometimes witnessing the unprofessional behavior. And this situation are definitely emotionally challenging. So how do we better deal with such a situation in our professional career in future as well?
Mm-hmm. So always keep in mind that us being humans, we might be faced with emotional discomfort. We might have emotional outbursts as such. So always understand that you are going to be faced with such challenges. And if you are going to be faced with such challenges, you need to be able to de-stress right then and there. There are certain techniques that you can use. Like we always tell our patients as well, even whenever they are having emotional outrage, what we ask them to do is backward counting or even deep breathing. So you can even practice that at that time. And like I said before, you can always take the help of your colleagues when you're like having problems with facing the patient as such, dealing with the patient as such. And the other thing is learn from your mistakes. If you have had, if you have faced such situations in the past, do to try to recollect what had happened so as to not to repeat such mistakes again and move forward in a more constructive way.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. I think we have covered almost all of these things. And maybe now we have understood where to draw this line between emotionally connecting with the patient and then, detaching ourselves or then stepping back, as you said. Ma'am, at the end, I'd really like to know if you would like to share if you had had any experiences of such outburst, or then having to take a break, or confronting with, you know, emotionally challenging cases. If you'd like, we would really love to hear one of your such experiences.
Since you guys are medical students, it would be better, I think it would be more relatable if I would give you an example of what I had gone through during my residency years.
Sure,
so during being the resident of psychiatry, we were always trained to be, you know, being taught to be empathetic and all. So what used to happen initially was that whenever anyone would come with relationship problems, like for example, husband and wife or like partners, they would come, I would be so emotionally charged up and biased to the point that I would not validate the problems of the male client. I would just think that whatever the female client would say and tell is the correct thing. So as to the point that my judgment would be very clouded. So I just learned from experience that, like, as the time went by, I learned that it's not always, proper to think in a way that, you know, if you're a female, you'd be more supportive towards females. So rather than having that type of emotional, turmoil, it would be better that, listening to both the parties. And then if you do have, what I would like to point out is that sometimes you will have emotional outbursts if whatever the client says to you does not match your values, right? So if there are something, if they are saying something that does not really match your values, you don't really follow their values, or you contradict their values, then there might be some type of emotional dysregulation that might come within you. So at that time, always understand that the patients, whatever the patients are going through, it's very natural. So some people might be going through those kind of things. So it's always important to understand, always important to, follow whatever I said before. So step back, always realize where it's coming from, always try to analyze the situation and think what would be the best thing to do in such scenarios before you do actually give your judgment or give your point of view, so that whatever you say to the patient, whatever the treatment advice that you give to the patient, it will work out in a more constructive way.
Okay, ma'am, thank you so much for sharing your experience. And with this, I think we have almost like covered like most of the thing that we were talking about, like emotional connection and professional detachment. And at the end, like, if you would like to add any final words for like aspiring medical students.
You guys have come so far in your medical journey, and you are getting to the point where you are reaching your goal as well. So always believe in yourself, never doubt yourself. Even there might come some times when you will be doubting yourself, or where other people might say something to you that make you feel doubtful about yourself. So always at that time, believe in yourself. Always remember that whatever you are, because it's whatever the positive things that you have within you won't be affected by the negative things that's going to be said about you. So try to be positive within yourself, try to believe in yourself and move ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. And, you know, sometimes even if we know these things, we need someone to remind us over and over again. And, you know, so thank you so much. Thank you from all the medical students or anyone else who has been hearing you today. And thank you for joining us, coming over and discussing this thing with us. Now we'd like to take a leave. Thank you everyone who has been listening to us. Take care of you, your family, and the people around you. Be empathetic, but don't let those emotions affect you personally. Thank you everyone. Take care, bye-bye.